Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Al Smith. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Thronberry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Donovan out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski moves to third. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kluszewski scores. Sievers scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freese moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thronberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Ti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Freese hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carey reaches second base with a double. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump scores. Carey moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bud Daly. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Turk Lown now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Smith reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis pinch runs for Dick Brown. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Leo Keeley now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.